Steve, what day is it, my friend?
Today is Mundi.
You're right, it's National French Fry Day.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So you know where I'm going with this. I decided to look up what are the 10 best types of French fries that are out there. I found a list here from whatever.com. Whatever Scalzi.com.
There's 10 different types. I mean, I can think of like.
Right? So think about your
curly, crinkle cut.
Well, there's curly, but there's also seasoned curly,
which like are two entirely different things.
I don't think they differentiate.
All right. Okay. All right.
Well, seasoned fries are pretty good.
Right?
Yeah. That's why we need a Checkers out here for rallies.
Sweet potato fries. God, I love sweet potato fries.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's as polarizing as pineapple on pizza.
It is.
But I love me some sweet potato fries.
Well, the difference in this case, sweet potato fries are delicious.
Doggone it, Steve.
Well, the other people are just wrong. It's okay.
Nothing wrong with pineapple on pizza.
Eat them all. Eat them all.
Yeah.
They're all for you guys.
I will.
Piles of them.
They're delicious. And they're better for you. So this
okay.
is their...
I'm already in French fry mode. I already know where I'm at. It's like, I don't do dirty sex, honey. You come to the wrong place.
Yeah.
You know me. Just clean as a whistle. I don't
missionary and watch maintain
that,
eye contact.
Watch that finger, woman. I know what you're up to.
So real quick, what are you guys' favorite shape or style of French fry? We'll see where they land out.
Curly fry lists. First. And a lot of times, waffle fry.
Waffle fry. Okay. Curly fry, waffle
fry. I mean, if seasoned fry's on there, I'm with Miles. I will take that every time.
Okay. Dig it.
I'm going to go hand-cut like frites.
Just okay. Hand-cut frites.
Yeah,
all right, I dig it.
Traditional.
So here you go. Here are the 10 best French fry types. Number 10, bottom of the list, they go with potato wedges. Literally just a slice of potato. Not even really a fry, opinion. Definitely the worst type of potato dish in existence, they say. However, they managed to be the 13th out of 18 on Food Republic's list.
Yeah, like steak fries. You remember?
Like,
Orida used to have those.
Oh, yeah, they still
do,
I think.
They were never really, they were always hot as hell in the middle. They were never really crunchy.
Mm-mm.
You could never take a bite of them. But now they have like a twisty version of that.
Okay.
Which is
good.
Like a smaller twisty steak fry kind of thing.
I think potato wedges, like I'm trying to see if KFC still sells them. Like those were really good.
I still dig wedges, yeah. Like if you go to like a 7-Eleven or some other convenience store, like
I'll
still get the wedges.
Right, so I think it depends on the wedge and how it's seasoned.
Yeah.
But I don't, to me.
Shout out to Terry's.
I'm not replacing a French fry with it. I'm just eating potato wedges. An entirely different animal, in my book.
Nah, that's still a fry to me, though. Like, I'll have a sandwich with potato wedges, and I'm happy.
Sure.
You know, if you're a restaurant that you want fries with that, and they come out with potato wedges, I'm still stoked.
Yeah, I would be, too.
It changes the dipping sauce, though. I'm moving from ketchup to barbecue.
Okay, yeah.
That's a strong point.
You know what I mean?
The size of the fry really depends on what you're putting in it.
Mm-hmm. And, Miles, more to your point with Orida, I love them. I will grab from them. I'm not talking down to them. The problem is that if you're grabbing Orida, you're baking the fries. And that makes a worse fry.
But you can also put them in an air fryer now.
You can.
You can.
Now,
yeah.
But they've had
I mean, for years,
generations of ruining your French fry experience.
That's why we have tots. You know, tots began as a better way to try to make something, potato product, in the oven.
Yes.
Now, you know, you can air fry them. They deep fry them. Now they're even more delicious.
Tots are just finger-sized hash browns.
Miles, what is the worst kind of French fry?
Worst kind of French fry.
You say it all the time.
Crinkle. I mean, I like crinkle.
Crinkle you cut. Do. Yes.
Crinkle cut.
I like it. See, I will go.
I thought you always talked down on the crinkle cut.
No, he's always the
defensive. He defends
them. That and Del Monte ketchup.
I'll say waffle. Waffle the worst.
Okay. So, no, they have crinkle cut at number 9. They're always either so soft that they break up upon being handled or dipped in condiments, or they're like rock hard for some reason. I will say, again, I don't mind the crinkle cut fry. I think it gets a bad rep, and I think Shake Shack is absolutely the proof of that. You get Shake Shack fries, they have the crinkle cut fry, they deep fry them, they season them, they
are delicious. But are they the proof or are they the exception to the rule?
No, they're what's done right.
I would also say, though, like for me growing up, a crinkle cut fry just meant they were baked and you had them like at school or something.
Yes.
Or at somebody's house. Now, nowadays, again, with air fryers, but you're right. Shake Shack does a good job. There's a couple bars I go to that have them, and like, I don't know, they fry them, so I'm like, all right, they're fine.
Right. It's like the first guy to hurdle properly. They did it one way every time, and I was like, this is stupid. And then he did it once, and now everybody does it that way.
Right.
That's Shake Shack with the crinkle cut fry.
Okay.
They have figured out how to hurdle.
That's a strong point. It's like the high jump.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They call it the whatever flop, because that guy just was like, I'm going to go over backwards. And now, like, everybody does it.
Everybody.
I called it the hurdle. You're right. It was the high jump.
Yeah.
Man. Thank you for saving me.
There's only one way to hurdle.
Yeah, exactly. You jump over the damn thing. Cottage fries.
What are cottage fries? Hey, now.
Yeah, right?
Hell is a cottage fry?
That's about to get... Well, the F is a cottage fry.
The F is a cottage fry. fry.
So it looks like a, it looks like a frickle without the pickle in it. It's shaped.
You know what? That, I mean, that's not a French fry. That's a chip.
I didn't realize they had a number.
It's a gas chip.
That's all right, I can fathom that. Yeah. Come on.
So right in front of it, that they compare it to, is the smiley fry, which is a cottage fry with a smiley face cut into it.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Those cottage fries, if you cut them at home, like my buddy's wife, she does a good job. She'll cut those up, and then she bakes them, but she puts like a little bacon and a little cheese on top of it.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, that's
so, Irish nacho.
Well, again, that's
so good.
That's a chip with stuff on it.
I'm just saying, it makes the cottage fry a lot better.
Top 10 fry designs, as per whatever.com. Number six, they go with the steak fry at number six.
I think steak fries suck and are overrated.
Me too.
Now, they
I don't think they suck, but they are overrated.
That's why steakhouses sometimes just get a baked potato. Or get something else.
Right? I don't know why. No. They.
If it says frites, then you know you're going to get something decent. Mm-hmm. But other than that, steakhouse, don't get fries.
I also think part of the problem with that is that, you know, then the steak juices drip into the fries, and now they're steaky fries.
I don't mind them being steaky. They're just, it's just too, I only need like three of them.
Okay.
You know, it's mm-hmm. potato, man. It's heavy.
I don't think they're that bad. Number four on the list, the regular standard cut fry. It's all reliable. All
right.
I think that, I wonder if that counts as the shoestring, which I'm a fan.
No, shoestring.
Shoestring is different. Someone here says, shoestring fries suck. I disagree, but hey. I hope the restaurant we go to has them, because then I know I can eat your fries.
That's typically McDonald's. I mean, that's basically what that is.
It's their standard, which they're great. I'm a fan. Number three, that's where we come in, Steve, with the sweet potato fry.
Yeah,
regular fries, but better. Plus, you can put like cinnamon honey on these things.
I've never done that. I never sweeten them up any more than they are.
I'll raw dog those things.
But I also like the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're kind of creamy. I don't know, man.
Mushy,
Have you guys gotten into the sweet potato tots yet?
Yo,
no.
That was pretty strong.
Yeah.
Taco Time, they got the sweet potato tots.
Oh, do they?
Yes, sir.
Speaking my language, yes, Taco Time.
Just get the ranch every time. They have the best ranch I've ever had in my life. Maybe.
Their ranch is top notch.
I don't even know a close second.
Yeah, the first time I went to a Taco Time Northwest, like I was like, I just never been to one. She takes me to one, and I think halfway through the meal, it's like, I've got another ranch.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
They're so good.
Number two on the list, the waffle fry.
All right.
The reliability to come through on the crispiness is less so than curly fries, so it gets second place.
The waffle fry, if done correctly, the main place you know it is Chick-fil-A.
Right.
And I feel like, I don't know if they don't add enough salt or something. I just think theirs are so bland.
Hard disagree.
I know, you love them.
They add just the right amount of salt. And I'm also going to put the qualifier on there that I'm the heathen. I like the turtles. I like the little turtle shell pieces, the little butts, the ends, ones that are full straight on waffle fry. I'll take that guy.
I like waffle fry as a vessel, too. Like, if my wife gets the Cobb salad, so I don't want, like, the blue cheese and the bacon and all that, inevitably, I'll steal all the good stuff off of her plate. I'm telling the man on a waffle fry, money.
I mean, like, if you're going to add stuff to them, though, you're right. Waffle fries structurally sound.
Yes.
It is. It is. And then this is the number one, as per whatever.scalzi.com, as far as the top French fry. It's the obvious choice. Unique. They have a fun design. They're by far the crispiest and most well-seasoned type of fry, the curly fry.
Yeah.
Even unseasoned curly fry.
They're good. They're great.
They somehow hold grease better.
And that's
flavor
what we
better.
Need.
Why is there only one fast food chain, Arby's, that has them?
That's
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Curly fries. Oh, do they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, okay.
They have regular fries and curly fries, I heard.
Tots.
And then if you get the late night meal, they mix both of them together.
Yeah, you get the halvesies. I've heard.